listening to Let's Go JoJo, the weekly JoJo's Bizarre Adventure podcast from Dynamite in the Brain and Secret of the Sailor Madness. On today's show, we have Anthony Askew.
Hello.
And Dwayne Maloney.
Hello.
And me, Brian Smith. This week's episode, Emperor and the Hanged Man, Part 2. Doing my best Big O next episode voice.
We're unfortunately missing Niall because of...
He looks in a mirror.
Exactly.
Oh, that's very rude. That's extremely rude. Not at all.
He's like the groundhog. If he sees his reflection, then he won't be on the next episode. Before we get to that episode, though, it's time to talk the week in JoJo's news. First up, Viz Media have confirmed that they intend to release JoJo's Bizarre Adventures Part 1, Phantom Blood, in manga form.
And Part 2? Just Part 1?
No, and they've also said there'll be more news about JoJo's Bizarre Adventures at Anime Expo.
Which is when?
Years. I've no idea. I'm not an American, so... I think it's a summer one, isn't it? Is it August? I'm sure a simple Google search would tell us exactly when it's happening.
Phone has gone crazy. Sorry, I should have turned that off.
You should.
The man in the mirror turned it back on.
It's a month's time, July 6th. July 6th. In Los Angeles, California Convention Center. Guests of honor, two girls who dress up like cats, apparently.
Is that what they're called, or?
No, they're called spiral cats, so it's okay. Only a little different from two girls dress up like cats. And various people who work in anime as well. In fact, various people who worked on Kill la Kill by looks of things. Righty-ho. But we won't be there.
I would like to be, by the sounds of it. Sounds good.
Okay. So that's that. Then next up was that Georgia Emerald Mountain Blend canned coffee is going to have a range of Stardust Crusaders canned designs.
Oh.
If there were flavors...
Tell me I can get that cool. In Tesco.
Getting tomatoes.
Well, I think Lewis said he was planning on getting some on his honeymoon.
Oh, wow, what a honeymoon that is. Let's go coffee shopping.
You can get them in box sets as well, that's the thing.
Oh, gotta collect them all.
And there's adverts on YouTube of Jotaro shilling the coffee.
See, I'm intrigued as to how the designs are. I'm hoping it's like their heads...
You don't have to be intrigued, you can just look them up, they're on the internet.
What are they called?
Emerald Mountain Blend Coffee. Georgia Emerald Mountain Blend Coffee.
Because in my mind, it sounds like it's going to be amazing. They don't look as good as I'd hoped.
I don't know what you were hoping for.
Yeah. I was wondering, you know how you get like an old school mug that is like a face? And it's extremely detailed and carved in. I was hoping that the coffee was going to be...
How would you do that in a can?
Well, I wasn't thinking it was a can at this point. I was thinking it was like a jar of...
Okay, I did say canned coffee at the start, I'm pretty sure.
Wow. It could be carved, well, not carved into metal, but it could be formed somehow.
I knows
how a laser cutting works.
I do food technology. I think it was pretty difficult to can things in unusually shaped cans. Pressure is involved, you say, yes. That'd be all sorts of problems.
I feel like they missed out. They could have had different flavors. Like, a Hierophant Green just lends itself to being, like, something minty, you know? Or lime.
See, I was going to say limey. I think he's limey.
So you'd rather have JoJo's milkshakes than canned coffee.
Well, maybe not milkshakes, but, you know, like, what do you call those things where you make them all, like, a slushy? Get the crushed ice in them.
Slush puppy.
Yeah, that kind of thing. You know, a summer thing.
Okay. If you're in Tokyo, specifically Odaiba, the Toho Cinemas Mediaggi, there is going to be a screening of three episodes. I don't know if it's the two last episodes, but the latest episode next Friday, June the 20th. And also, Daisuke Ono, the voice of Jotaro, will be there.
Oh. So, I just want to hear him say good grief.
Here we go into things which probably aren't really news, but they turned up in my Google alerts. Apparently, there is a Mahjong idol group called Dora Dora. One member is nicknamed Ayashi, and she says that she is a fan of JoJo's and Fist of the North Star. And Nikkan Sports got an entire column out of that fact.
Fact spawned an article.
Yeah.
I guess it's a girl with a peppermint taste, though, so.
I was more surprised that there was a Mahjong idol group, and then at the same time, I wasn't that surprised.
So, they're famous for playing
I don't Mahjong. Know if they sing about it, or they're famous for playing it. I learned this 15 minutes ago. I put a call out on Twitter to see if anyone could explain it to me better. I was hoping. There's two people I know who play the game who follow me, so.
Like, if they were professional Mahjong players, that would make sense, but an idol group doesn't make any sense to me.
Who knows? But one of them is into old comics. Maybe, or at least she says she is. It says so on her blog profile. Maybe to
publicity stunt.
Exactly. Make her appeal more to the crotchety old Mahjong players who used to read JoJo's and Fist of the North Star when they were kids. Talking of things which are barely news, Shoko Tan, Shoko Nakagawa put loads of JoJo's cosplay photos on Twitter. And then people wrote about that fact. And then some people recorded a podcast mentioning that fact. So therefore it is news.
Feeding into the hype machine.
Exactly. They are pretty good costumes. But Anthony, don't look at them because some of them are spoilers for later series.
Oh,
phew. You did us proud there, Brian.
And finally, JoJo's is still at the top of the PS3 Sony Tornado digital recording ratings for anime.
Oh yeah, so not the game, just people.
Yeah, using their PS3 as a DVR.
I guess that's one
way
to get over
it. How do you regulate that? I don't understand. Actually, then again, it's less of press and record.
So it's a lot easier to measure ratings on DVRs than it is doing the old-fashioned Nielsen diary.
Oh, yeah, except that someone write it in.
Yeah.
That thing was all skewed as fuck.
But they still use it because there's no other method as yet.
Unless digital television.
Yeah.
Which is why it is now.
Okay, and that's the JoJo's news for this week. Boy, that was a lot. I'm sure over the next week I'll still be hearing about the coffee and the Phantom Blood in my Google alerts.
Well, I'm disappointed by the coffee.
Given how long it was. I think I'm still getting the news about the trainers 3 weeks after they were first announced. So
I don't even know how to set up Google alerts. It sounds like a clever thing to do for stuff that you'd be interested in.
It is. I advise tweaking it though, because I was looking for York jobs and I'd put it worldwide rather than just UK.
New York!
And I was getting, not even New York. I was getting York in Canada. Google had somehow decided that I was Canadian and therefore I was interested in editing jobs in York, Canada. A little fire to commute. Okay, on to Emperor and Hangman Part 2. I was wondering whether it was going to be part 3, but no, we round up the story in this episode. Previously, in JoJo's Bizarre Adventures, Stardust Crusaders, Avdol died. This episode...
I shouldn't snigger.
I was hoping it was Niall's turn. That's probably why he snuck off, so he doesn't have to do the synopsis. So I shall give it a crack. Oh, apparently the sound cut out there for a second. Dwayne is telling me on a secret message that I've just...
Well, you could have not read it out loud.
Oh.
There's no secrets between us and the listeners.
No.
Okay. So previously on JoJo's... Did it cut out for you, Anthony?
No, I was loud and
okay.
clear.
Right, okay. It's probably just Dwayne's earphones.
Great.
Righty-ho. Where was I? Yes, synopsis. So Kakuin convinces Polnareff not to throw his life away fighting Hull Horse and Jay Guile on his own. No, Kakuin's there, so I don't know. He wasn't really on his own. So they make use of the Joestar secret technique and run away.
Well, they stole a car as well.
They stole a car, yes. And as they're fleeing, they realise it's all done with mirrors. Jay Guile's technique. And we get a visual clue before they get clued in as well. That exactly how it's done. But as they're fleeing, they notice the Hanged Man is in the metal frame of the steering wheel. So they flee the vehicle by crashing it, hide behind a rock, and say, "Ew, get rid of everything shiny on you." So they take their earrings out. I think they were taking the... Did they take the buttons? We didn't...
He says, get your buttons off, and then his jacket's still fully buttoned up.
Continuity is not on the buttons. But then a little kid turns up, and they realise, and the Hanged Man leaps into the eye of the kid. And so, yeah, they figure out that he leaps from mirror to mirror, so he's actually light. So they kick dust, they kick sand in the kid's eyes, and trap the Hanged Man inside Polnareff's eye. But before they do that, they manage to cut in, he manages to cut into it, and they hear a scream off in the distance. So they follow the scream, find a guy who they think is Jay Guile, but it turns out probably the first thing they should have checked is he does not have two right hands.
You'd think that would have been the first thing. That's the only description you know of him, and it's pretty obvious.
So the real Jake Guile turns up. He looks like Michael Berryman from Hills Have Eyes. And thankfully, there's a whole of poor Indians around there, and they behave just like their stereotypes, which Kakuin uses to his advantage to lure the Hanged Man out again and finish him off once and for all. Then apparently they walk all the way back to town.
Very quickly.
Very quickly.
I thought my video had skipped.
In a cut. Back in town. Hull Horse confronts them, thinking that Jay Guile's still alive. Once he realises that he's not, he too uses the JoJo's secret technique. And unfortunately runs straight into the fist of Jotaro. But as Polnareff's about to finish him off, the woman he'd seduced in the previous episode jumps in the way. And he manages to sneak off while they're all looking at the woman. And they bandage the woman up, because she'd been sort of dragging along Polnareff's feet as he was trying to chase after Hull Horse. And as that's happening, a drop of blood conspicuously drops onto the arm of Joseph. And then as the episode ends, we see it turn into some sort of implant in his arm.
Some sort of horrible pimple with a mouth.
Yes. It is pretty. It is some sort of body horror stuff going on.
What's that Peter Jackson film called where the woman gets bit by the monkey at the start?
Bad Taste?
Brain Dead. I just thought of that when in the episode preview where it's bigger on his arm. I think it's the same.
So, Anthony, was this the best episode yet?
Had Polnareff cut out his own eye? Yes. Not that I want the characters to be harmed in any way, but I genuinely thought he's going to just stab himself
in
the eye.
Wait, he didn't need to do that, no.
He didn't.
He'd already figured it out by then. Yeah.
He had, but I thought that was going to end that by doing that, the stand had nowhere to go, and I thought, oh, well, that means it's going to kind of end its power.
All they had to do was look here, all he had to do was look longingly into Kakuin's eyes, and he could have stabbed it as it leapt from his eye to Kakuin's.
I thought that was a good plan, because all he did was look straight in front of him, knowing that the stand was right in front of him, because it can't be anywhere else, and just stabbed wildly in the air. Yeah. That's a great goddamn plan.
Yeah. I think this is my favourite fight so far, because
it's so much fun, the Hanged Man. It's a really interesting power.
It's like a logic problem they've got to solve.
Yes.
And unfortunately, the person who's going to solve it is Polnareff. Yeah. But he does. It's him who figures it out.
Yep.
After Kakuin explains that even though there are stands, there is no magic land inside a mirror.
Yeah, he had to convince Polnareff of there's no mirror universe. Okay, that's silly.
But at least Polnareff did say, but what about stamps? Is it not feasible? We're wandering around with these psychic manifestations of our power. Are you saying there is not a magic mirror land?
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I really like this a lot. Favourite moments, I think, apart from the great fight at the end, the sort of the logic fight between them and Jay Guile, is Kakuin's, I'm driving, I can't give you a handshake, therefore I was going to elbow you right in the face.
Ponoriff's reaction to that was like, it's more or less so like, fuck you, Ponoriff, now we cool. And it's like, okay, I guess we're cool now, even though I've been stabbed and shit, and now you just broke my fucking nose. Oh, he's a bad doing, Ponoriff.
Seeing Centerfold get Fist of the North Starred was pretty good as well.
Yeah, Ponoriff's really cut people alive.
Yeah, he's a badass. Like, he has his goofy moments, but I like that about this. Like, they're not frightened to kill someone. By no means.
And well, I want to see. I think particularly hard. That person. They weren't so bothered about Whole Horse getting away, really, were they?
No, they could have put more of an effort in. Only one of them was held down by a girl. The other three could have easy got there.
Yeah, and I mean, like, Hierophant Green has reach and has a ranged attack. I don't know, punch the horse, anything. Punch his getaway horse that he got out of nowhere.
I just think that Joseph saw something of himself in Whole Horse.
They're both like wearing cowboy hats.
They both run away in ridiculous manners.
I'm pleased he's still alive. I'm pleased he wasn't ended this early, because I think Whole Horse is probably my favourite character out of the main bunch. Excluding Dio, of course.
Oh, right, yeah.
Whole Horse has been great. I like him. Mm. And Avdol is actually dead. Because I know when the girl jumped on Polnareff, I seen this red hood and I was like, oh, he's back! He's back! And it really wasn't him at all. So I am actually sad he's gone. Don't know whether he's going to be back or what. Don't spoil it if he is, but I don't know.
I do. Like, just Kakuin and Polnareff turn up, and Joseph and Joseph and Jotaro were like, "Yeah, we've already buried.
Him. Burial, but
I guess while they were having an adventure, they were just like, I guess you know we should bury him and shit.
Well, it probably would have took them a long time to walk back, so they probably had enough.
Right?
Time.
Yeah, they burned his body as well. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, like you know, he'd firepower, so that makes perfect sense.
Wait, I want to know so badly. Does he come back? Someone tell me.
We're not going to tell you.
It seems his death was almost in... Well, it was in vain.
Hmm.
But that's not to say that he deserves to come back because of that, because if he comes back, I don't know. I don't know how I feel. I'm caught between it. I want him, but I don't want him. I'm happy that he's dead, but I'm not. I like the drama.
Hmm.
Like the drama. Now, please, Centerfold's gone.
Wait, what was the deal with his name? Because he was called P something or other in the Japanese.
Who?
Centerfold.
Oh, he's Jay Guile.
Sorry,
Jay Guile, after Jay Guile.
I don't know who Jay Guile is.
From the Jay Guile band. His
spelled Guile as in Street Fighter Guile?
No.
Oh, G-E-I-L.
Yes. And his famous song is it's something Centerfold. Is it just called Centerfold?
I can't think of the name, but yeah.
The song is about a man who was shocked to discover that his high school crush appeared in a Centerfold spread for a men's magazine. The singer cannot decide between his anger and his lust. There we go.
Hey,
I'll have to listen to that. Not that we'll have any bearing on this show.
I'm sure you've probably heard it once you hear again. Yeah,
it's like da, 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 da,
it's like I knew the song and I never knew who it was.
Yeah, yeah, I know the tune of it. But
would you do that tune?
It's like My Angel is the Centerfold, Angel is the Centerfold, or something like that.
It's like a football song.
World Cup special. I think it was a good episode. I say it wasn't my favourite.
I think it's
still a good episode.
As far as I remember, it's like up there with my favourite fights, just because, yeah, the logic puzzle of it. Wait, how is this working kind of thing?
It's a kind of power that could easily have defeated everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like the, what was the ape? Strength stand?
Yeah.
That could have easily defeated everyone.
Mm.
Whereas I feel Hull Horse couldn't, nor could Rubber Soul.
Mm. So. Also, that stand is great, because it's just a creepy looking motherfucker with a knife.
It is, it is. So I know when that other guy was like lying there and they thought it was him, I knew that wasn't him because he felt dull in his design. He was,
but
just
he was wearing your man's hat.
He was wearing the hat, that was all, but I just knew before they even revealed the hand, it just felt, yeah, you're not a bizarre character enough.
And the death of Guile didn't seem quite so censored. It was...
It really didn't. I was waiting for it to be blacked out.
But... I think it was still a little bit at the last.
Yeah.
The last shot of him upside down.
Yeah, where he's actually copying the hangman card.
Yeah. Yeah, after he's been turned into a pincushion.
I thought he was going to land on top of that spiked fence, but he just lands on his head, and that was like, oh, that's pretty much worse.
Yeah.
Now Polnareff can be back to his wisecracking self.
I guess he could fuck off home if he felt like it now. Yes. It's like, I'm out.
Yeah, he almost doesn't have... Although he's, you know, he's along for the journey and along for the ride, he's fulfilled
he's
his...
He's probably going to honour Avdol's memory now.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's his...
His new motivation.
Yeah.
He probably wants to kill Dio, because everybody wants to kill Dio.
And they're all very light-hearted at the end, where he says, "Yes, we should never go off alone again," and they're all just chuckle.
And they've learned their lesson.
Yeah, but a really hard lesson. Poor Avdol. Poor Avdol.
Yeah. Have you anything else to say? Oh, the other bit was the bit about revenge speeches, where Polnareff gives Kakowin a lesson and on. What you should do when you're about to get your revenge.
I thought that was going to be the "My name is Inigo Montoya" kind of speech.
Yes.
Kakuin spends a considerable amount of this episode like just basically going, "Hey, Bonner, do this and do that, and let me explain this to you," and not using his stand. What's up with that?
Oh, he does save him at the start from. By hitting him with the attack.
The only time he uses his stand is to hit his friend, which was clever, but why didn't you try hitting the bad guys as well?
Yeah, I did like the visual clue around that point where while there was loads of fragments of mirror, you only saw, and there was a reflection of Polnareff in all of them, but only one of them had Hanged Man in it.
Yeah. That's some good shit.
A tiny bit of foreshadowing for something which happens about 5 minutes later. That is one thing about how quickly they move. This episode felt like it moved a bit quicker as well.
Hmm. Also, Polnareff is going to come off as an asshole in India, if anyone remembers him, because he's kicking dirt into the eyes of kids and old men. Walking around bleeding, going, "Don't fucking look at me!"
he was pretty good at spotting which eye had the hanged man in out of all those people.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
But yeah, I enjoyed it a lot. I'm looking forward to the weird body horror we're going to get next episode.
Yeah, that looks super gross.
But at least it's a Joseph-focused episode by looks things, so...
Yeah, which is always good. And him freaking out is just going to be hilarious.
Yeah, and just being a blowhard after the effect, I would imagine.
I just don't like the I watched the preview and it's got this horrible voice.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what's going to creep me out. Not the look of it so much, just the... Yeah,
the high-pitched
voice. Yeah.
Yes, it's Empress and Death are the last two of the seven that Enya sent across, wasn't it?
So, wait, how many is this season again?
24, apparently.
Okay, now I'm just kind of trying to figure out how much we got left.
Not enough.
Not enough to cover everything.
Right.
I'm guessing, yeah, maybe enough to get them to Egypt. A bit,
yeah, hopefully.
That seems likely.
Yeah, I'm going to guess probably just before Iggy shows up.
Just before? Ah, man.
Because he's not in the credits.
That's, you're right.
So.
Yeah, that does make sense.
Okay. Oh, the thing I keep on forgetting to mention, this is an aside before we end the episode, is while that, whatever it's called, JoJo's mobile game isn't available on English version of Play, there is a game, which is pretty terrible, but it is a game where, Stardust Crusaders game where they're all cats.
What?
And this is available over here?
Yes, I've got it on my tablet.
What's it called?
It's in Japanese on the place, on the, let me see if I can find
it. It's not on the App Store, is it not?
It's on the Play App Store. I don't know whether it's on the iTunes, but it's on the Play Store. I'll put a link in the show notes. It's a pretty terrible game. It's one of these ones where it's just one where the characters run constantly to the right and you have to jump over things.
Endless runner kind of things, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
And as you go, you like pick one of the cats. I think you've only got a choice of Jotaro to begin with, and you can buy the extra cats as you earn coins. But as you run along, you bump into your mates and they join you and they become extra lives. But don't play Anthony because it'll spoil who Iggy is.
Right. Okay. Right.
I know you don't want to be spoiled, except when you want to be spoiled.
Yeah. And there's a very fine line, but also very broad at the same time.
Okie dokie. So that ends this week's episode of Let's Go JoJo. Be here next week for The Empress. In the meantime, check out our regular podcasts at secretofthesailormadness.blogspot.com and dynamiteinthebrain.com. Goodbye!
Ta-ta.
Although painting's on the tomb, I do the sand dance, don't you know? It's a move too quick, oh, they're falling down like a domino. All the buzz are men by the now, they got the money on the bet. Go crocodiles, oh, snap your teeth on your cigarette. Born top with the hooky pop, say, hey.